the presence of the Lord. And that was one of the promises that we've looked at here in these last few sermons, is the presence, God's presence that is with us. Today we're looking at the promise of God's provision. God has promised to take care of us and to provide for us, and what a blessing that is. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4, and we'll start in verse 10 down through verse 19. Philippians 4:10. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound, I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Father, once again, we thank you for your word, and we pray as your word goes forth this morning that you would give us the ears to understand and to know the words that you would have for us today, that you would strengthen us in our hearts and cause us, Lord, to draw closer and closer to you in our daily walk and in our life with you. And Father, may you bless each one who is here today, each one who is watching, each one who is hearing this message, and may your Holy Spirit feed and strengthen and guide and correct and whatever each one needs. May you bless each one in that special way today. Thank you, Lord, for your promises. Thank you, Lord, for being faithful to keep your promises as you have said. And Lord, help us to be patient. Help us to be attentive. Help us to listen to you in the way that you're leading us. May you be exalted and glorified here today in this place. And we praise you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You know, as Paul is a prisoner in Rome, he was remembered generously by the devoted Christians from this little church in Philippi. Once again, they had sent a gift of love to Paul to help him. And he writes this letter to the Philippians to acknowledge their love and their generosity, to express his gratitude to them, and to assure them his contentment, even as a prisoner, that God is taking care of him. Their thoughtfulness touched his heart. Their thoughtfulness revived him. Their love encouraged him. Their compassion gave him comfort. They reached into his life in a way that he needed most. And God uses us today to do that to other people, for other people, to reach into people's lives. The key is to listen to the Lord and let the Lord receive the glory for it. The Bible reminds us all who trust in the Lord shall be blessed with the promise of God's provision. Again, in Philippians 4:19, the Bible says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My God. Today we can claim this same promise. Because as children of God, we get to be recipients of the promises of God. But in this passage, it talks about a need, and we're going to start off with the need. What is the need that you have? What is the need that we all have? You know, Paul knew that the Philippians had needs when he wrote this verse, and obviously the Philippians knew that Paul had needs. But Paul is writing back, and he assured them that God would meet their needs through Jesus. So many times, people are fearful of doing what God says because it will or might hinder their finances, their time, something that they already have when they give it to the Lord. And all through the New Testament, we see that God will take care of us. If we do what He says, He will take care of us. If we listen to Him, if we follow Him, if we are obedient to His Word, He takes care of us. And just like this verse, God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. There is a need. And we look around our world today and we see all kinds of needs out there. You know, from birth to death, each one of us are a bundle of needs. I was thinking on the birth and the death end of this, you know, when we're born, we can't do anything. We can scream, we can process, and we can eliminate. And you know, when we get old, we end up in the same situation. Somebody feeding us, somebody helping us get where we need to go, do the things we need to do, just to get around. And it's interesting, between birth and death, it really doesn't change that we have needs. The needs change around, the needs alter a little bit, but God made us to be needy. He made us to have needs. We have needs that are in common, things like food. Everyone needs food. You can't live without food. Water, same thing. You can't live without water. Clothing, you can live without clothing, but not very long. You're either going to get scorched or you're going to get frozen at some point, depending on where you're at. But it's a need, you know, and the Bible talks about God clothing the fields. You know, it's the same way. We see that He takes care of mankind as well, provides for us. And the thing we need to be careful with here is, what is a need? And what is the desire? What is a want? Okay, God takes care of our needs, the things that we need. Well, I may not have a big sheepskin leather coat, but I got a great coat. Okay? The thing is, God provides for us the things that we need. Sometimes He gives us what we want and blesses us in a special way that way. Sometimes He gives us above what we desire. But it's His privilege to do so. When it comes to a need, though, we need food and water and clothing. Everybody does. But there's a couple other things here, too, that we need. We need salvation. We have no hope apart from salvation. All of mankind then needs salvation. And it's been supplied for all of mankind. So it's provided for us, just like the air you breathe is provided for you. Whether you choose to breathe it or not is up to you. Salvation is very similar. Fellowship with God is something we need. We cannot live outside of fellowship with God. So we have these needs in common, all of mankind. But we have needs in particular as well that are particular to each one of us. Things like our health. Well, some of you may say, wow, my health's just fine right now. And some of you may say, man, what a mess my health is right now. Others, financial issues. Others, marital issues, family issues. We have all kinds of needs out there that are particular to us as an individual. Similar maybe to others, but particular in our own life. That God knows how to meet those needs as well. We have physical needs and spiritual needs. Things like forgiveness and love and patience that help us physically and it helps us spiritually. And God can supply those needs. You know, the body of Christ, the church, has needs within its members. 1 Corinthians 12:21 says, "And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you." We need one another. God has made us. God has ordained the body, the church, to be a body, to need each other to operate the way He has designed. We cannot say, "I have no need of you." Like saying to your foot, "I have no need of you. I'm going to cut this foot off and throw it away because I really don't need it." Or other parts of the body. Well, the thing is, God made us this way. Is my eye more important than my mouth? They have different functions completely. But both are there to benefit the whole body. Can we operate without an eye? We can. It's challenging and difficult. It causes hindrances. But that's true when any part of the body is hindered. So we cannot say, though, we do not need that. Have you ever had a part of your body that was not operating the way it should? Probably everybody in this room at some point has had something that wasn't working right. How did that affect the whole body? Caused a problem, didn't it? Slowed you down, changed your attitude, changed your direction sometimes, hindered where you went. There's all kinds of things that those little things out there alter. So we look at this and we say, well, we need those things. We need what God has given us. We need to operate the way God made us to operate in the body, in the church body as well. So we need one another. We need each other. And God knows what our needs are. Amen? Aren't you glad God knows what you need as an individual, what you need as a body, what you need as a family, what you need in your marriage, what you need all the time? Matthew 6:8, the last part of the verse says, "Your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask." He already knows what you have a need for. So He can provide that need. Each of us, then, is a bundle of needs. God gives us each other so that we can help take care of each other's needs. He gives to one so that that one can help provide for someone else who has a need. God made us this way for a reason. So that we can help one another and provide for one another so that God gets the glory for it. Now, we can hinder that by being tight-fisted, stingy, selfish, all of those things. I'm not going to give anything I've got to anybody else. And there's people like that out there, and it is a hindrance to people. The thing is, we've got to realize God provides for us, but it has to do with our relationship with God. God doesn't just tell us to give everything away to anybody. He provides for us so that we can bring honor and glory to Him. But when He tells us to do something, we need to be obedient and do that, because someone else might have a need. There's things that we don't even use that we have in our homes that we haven't used in how long, that somebody else might need and might really help them. And we think nothing of it. But if God points that out and says, you know what, somebody else can use this a lot more than I can here, and God tells you to give it to them, then God gets the glory for that. It takes care of a need. And just like the Philippians to Paul and Paul to the Philippians, pointing out here, you know, we can help one another through life situations, through life struggles. So there is a need out there. The second thing is the supply. There is a supply. And the source of that supply is God. Aren't you glad God is the source of the supply? You know, if I was the supply that you had to come to me and get all of your needs from me, you'd be in trouble. You'd be in a lot of trouble. Because I don't have that supply. But what God does is He gives to me a little, gives to you a little, and then He asks us to help supply one another. Isn't that amazing? How He takes care of us. And sometimes He drops it in our laps and we have no idea where it come from. Except God did this. And you know what? What a blessing that is. To be able to praise God for His supply. So the God of the Bible is the source of supply for our needs. Where do they come from? Comes from the Lord. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Come boldly to the throne. God has given us access as believers to come to the throne of God, to come before Him in prayer and ask for the things that we have need of. And like I read earlier, He already knows what we have need of before we ask. The key is our relationship with our Heavenly Father. And by the way, He has the supply. Paul, knowing Him personally, knowing God personally, referred to Him as my God. My God, as he was telling the Philippians, shall supply all your needs. When we stop and realize that sometimes we don't have the resources for other people, but we know who does, and we can go to him and we can pray that God provide for that person what they need. Not necessarily what we think they need, but what God knows they need. Paul found God both willing and able to meet his own personal needs. As we live for the Lord, we find God both willing and able to meet our needs as well. You know, God's infinite supply is available to his children. God's infinite supply is available to his children. Have you ever thought God doesn't run out of anything? Everything that we need, God has in abundance. Everything. He made the earth so that we would always have air, we would always have water. And even amidst man's mess-ups, stupidity, whatever we call it, God still takes care of us. God still has his own way of taking care of things so that he supplies for us. God's supply is infinite. It's ongoing and ongoing. What about his righteousness? Do you need God's righteousness? Absolutely. Do you realize that his righteousness is imputed to them that are his children, and it belongs to us as his children? We have a need for righteousness, and God provides that for us through Jesus. Isn't that amazing? His treasury of love and grace are at our disposal. We can come to God for all the love we need, because he is love, and he understands love, and he gives us love and grace to work, to live. So we find his unlimited and inexhaustible resources are available to believers who need them. God knows what we need. And God is able to take care of those needs. That's why we can be assured that when God asks us to do something, he'll take care of those needs. He'll take care of what we need to do what he's asking us to do. He doesn't send us out and say, go do this. And yeah, by the way, you have to make your own resources. No, he provides those for us. He equips us. And by the way, that all comes through Christ and Christ alone. And there is a certainty that comes along with acknowledging God's supply. Aren't you glad there are some things in life that are certain? It's going to happen. You know, they used to say the only thing that's certain is death and taxes. But as a believer, there's a whole lot more certainty than that. God has provided so much more. In our verse, it says, my God shall supply all your need. In that passage, we do not see uncertainty there. We see assurance. God is assuring us through in his word. And Paul, as he's writing directly to the Philippians here and to us, my God shall supply all your need. Whatever you need, he will supply. And we find that, as I mentioned, that supply does not run out. There is a sufficiency of that supply. It's ongoing. It's like always having a full glass of water. As we use it up, God just fills it up. And all right now, when I drink down a glass of water, I have to go get more. But what we have to realize is, hey, I have a responsibility in this as well. I can still go somewhere to fill up my cup, right? So can you. Whether it's a faucet or the refrigerator or wherever it might be, God still supplies for us. Do we acknowledge his supply? Because ultimately, that water doesn't come out of the tap, doesn't come out of the refrigerator. That's just the place we go to get it. Sometimes it's in a bottle. But it came from somewhere else. And if you trace that back far enough, you're going to find out that it all came from the one who made heaven and earth, who supplies our need. So when we look at the sufficiency of the supply, God does not grant all of our whims and wishes and wants. And it's a good thing. Because we think we need things we don't need. And sometimes we want things that are not good for us. So God does not grant them all. Sometimes he does. Sometimes he gives us those things. sometimes to help us and sometimes to say, what was I thinking? I really didn't need this. I really shouldn't have done this. But God gave it to me and to show me, don't be so selfish, or whatever the reason might be. Sometimes we need to learn to do without what we think we need. That's hard. We think we need. And America is real bad about that. We think we need a new car, a new computer, a new TV, new carpet. And we start thinking, we need all this new stuff. And there's nothing wrong with giving yourself to the Lord and glorifying the Lord with what you have. But when we think, you know, we can't worship God because he's not supplying my needs, or I don't want to serve God because he didn't give me that new carpet, then we got a problem, and it's not with a carpet. It's with our relationship with the Lord. Sometimes we need to learn to do without. Sometimes we need trials to bring us closer to the Lord. And I know, Pastor, don't tell any more about that one. We don't want trials so that God will give us what we need. But you know what? Sometimes we need to go through trials. Sometimes we need to go through struggles and pains. Sometimes God needs to rattle our cage a little bit. I think, wow, but I don't like that. I don't want to go through that. You know, I'm sure Daniel didn't want to be taken captive either. I'm sure he didn't want to get put in the position he was in. But he still honored God and walked with God. We can look at many of the Bible characters and the things that they did, places they were involved. You know, I'm sure Joseph didn't want to be sold by his brothers and end up as a slave in Egypt. But because of his relationship, God supplied his needs and took care of him. Both Joseph and Daniel ended up in high government positions in a foreign country because of their relationship with God. And though they went through a season and some pretty intense trials, God supplied for them. Will that same God supply for you? Absolutely. You know, often we need his guidance and his encouragement and his strength. And he's able to give that. The key is to not get focused on what we think we need, but focused on what he wants, who he is, what his goal is. When we are in the midst of trying circumstances, kind of like our world today, trying circumstances, he gives us what we need. Did anybody here run out of toilet paper? What a big deal, you know. But you know what? God made sure everybody had toilet paper, even though some thought they were going to make some money on it. You know, buy a whole bunch and then sell it high price. God took care of that. He will take care of us. It may not be your brand, but you know what? Sometimes he changes your brand a little bit, but he supplies your need. You know, when we have so many things to do, he gives us what we need. Have you ever been in a position where it's like, oh, I just can't catch up with everything that I've got to do? How can I take care of this? And God supplies our needs. Sometimes he brings somebody right alongside to help us. Sometimes he helps us financially. Sometimes he gives it to somebody else to do. And it's done. It's like, wow. God takes care of those things for us. You know, when we have an assortment of needs, you know, all these things that I need to take care of and process, and He, our Heavenly Father, gives us what we need. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." God is able to make all grace abound toward you, having all sufficiency in all things. Wow. Sufficiency. That'll do. That's enough. God gives us what we need. So we look at the standard then of the supply. And how do we base that standard? Well, the standard of God is measured according to His riches in glory. You know, we cannot imagine how rich He is. We think about the riches of God. We must understand that God's standard is beyond metals and stones and paper and bank accounts and that type of thing. The riches of God go so far beyond. What is truly riches? What is truly a treasure? Must realize that God has them all. God has all the riches. In fact, it says that they are His riches according to His riches. The best that man can do, the most that man can give, can't even come close to comparing to the smallest of what God has. The Bible talks about Solomon in all of his glory and how he was arrayed and the building of the temple and all that man did and the craftsmanship and the workmanship and the monetary value that went into all of that to not even come close to the supply that God has and that He pours out to us. We have to realize that He supplies our needs on a scale that is proportionate with His resources. If I have 10 pennies and I choose to give you a penny, then I've given you a portion of my resources. But we must realize we can't even grasp the proportion that God has. If God gave us everything this earth could hold, it would not exhaust His resources. It's unlimited. It's beyond measure. God is able to supply all of our needs according to His riches. Wow. It has been said, Christians can no more exhaust the riches of God's goodness, grace, and glory than a person could empty an ocean with a thimble. And you've got to picture that. You've got to picture somebody out there in the ocean standing on the shore with a thimble, picking up a thimble and dumping it somewhere else. And you could spend your whole life doing that and it wouldn't even show. That's what it's like when we look at the riches of God, the resources of God. So how do we get these? How do we get the resources, the supply of God? Well, the way of the supply, then, is available to us. God's riches in glory flow into the souls of his children by Christ Jesus. The way we receive the riches, the glory, the grace, the love, the blessings, the way we have our needs taken care of comes to us through Jesus Christ. All the riches then of his grace and all the infinite blessings upon his people are channeled through his Son and our Savior, Jesus. It all comes through him. As he says, according, it all comes according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It comes through him. Do you have a need? I can guarantee you, you do. Everyone in this room has a lot of needs. But we have a God who can supply those needs according to his riches in glory. And he does it through Christ Jesus. You run away from Jesus, you run away from the supply. You hide from Jesus, you hide from the supply. I want to read another passage to you this morning in Luke. That talks about God taking care of us. Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 22. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast in the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. God will take care of your needs. We need to put him first. He'll take care of the supply when we put him first. Philippians 4:19 again says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Let's all stand together. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the provisions that you have provided for all of us. Lord, let us not take for granted how you take care of our needs moment by moment, day by day, in those little things that we overlook so often, in the big things that we think can't happen. Let us turn to you and rely on you, because you are God, and you are God alone. And through our Savior, Jesus Christ, you have given us access to come before you, to receive of you the need that man has for salvation, to turn to you and rely upon the finished work on the cross, to come to you and rely on the resources that we need to deal with life in this world, moment by moment situations, financial struggles, marital problems, health issues, all of the things that we have. We can come to you because you are God, and you are our strength, and you are our supply. Let us trust you. Let us pour out to you the things that we think we need, and watch as you supply for us the things that we really need. Lord, may you be exalted in this place. And to all of those that hear today, that hear your word, may you guide them and instruct them and bless them in a special way. May your word continue to work in our lives and help each one of us to walk closer and closer to you day by day, that we might honor and glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and bring honor and glory to his name. And it is in that name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.